No. You know, I was cracking some of them and eating them, little brown nuts.
You call them Brazil nuts?
No.
English one?
Little simple nut.
Pecan?
Okay. Now this is a flat oval shaped nut with real hard shell, and people buy them and roast them at Christmas time. Do you know what we call it?
Hard shell?
Yeah, got real hard shell. Sometimes they're in candy.
Peanut?
No. Have you ever eaten an almond?
Almond?
Okay. All right, the kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon. What do you call that?
Like a lemon?
Yeah, it's big as an apple, but it has a skin like a lemon.
Orange.
Okay. If there's a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, and one day you go to get one, and there aren't any left, you say the oranges...
All gone. Ain't nothing yet.
Okay, little red vegetables that are peppery. Little red vegetables, sometimes people split them over, sometimes they grow in a garden. But it's a vegetable.
Call it hot pepper?
No, the little red things. The little round red things.
Bell pepper?
No, the little bitty round red things. Sometimes people slice them up three ways and make them pretty. You can eat them raw. Eat them raw.
Cucumber?
No, they're red.
Horseradish?
Okay. The round things that grow on leafy plants staked up in the garden.
Round what?
They're round red things. The kind.
Tomatoes.
Okay. Are there any other kinds? You know, what are the kinds of tomatoes?
Well, there's different kinds of tomatoes. Some of them, I can't think of all the different names, but it's different kinds, different grades of tomatoes.
All right.
It's like some grades, you know, shoes or dress somebody.
All right, now, let's say we go out to eat and we order steak and tossed salad. And along with this, we would get a baked what?
Baked potatoes.
All right. What kind of potatoes are there?
Some white potatoes.
Have you ever heard? What?
Harsh potatoes.
Okay. The kind of potatoes with yellow meat.
Sweet potatoes. Yellow yam, we call them.
All right. Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes and grows in a garden.
Onion.
The little young fresh ones that you eat, these are onions, but they're young and fresh. What do you call those?
We call them onion sprouts.
All right. What are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup?
Corn, tomatoes, okra, butter beans.
All right, what about a gumbo?
Yeah, gumbo soup.
What do you have in gumbo?
Oh, you have rice in there.
Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it would dry up and do what?
Dry up? You mean when seed dry?
Yeah, if you just leave an apple there.
Oh, swirl it up.
The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads.
That's cabbage.
Okay. If you have some very large ones, you might say those.
Large-headed cabbage, small-headed cabbage.
All right. When you want to get the beans out of the pot by hand, you say you have to do what?
Get the spoon, dip them up.
No, before you cook them, you want to get them out of the pot. Some peas, you want to get out of
the pot. Shell them.
Okay.
I thought you said out the pot.
Get them out of the pot.
Oh.
The large yellowish flat beans, the seeds now, not the pods. What do you call those?
Butter beans.
Okay. The kind of beans you eat, pod and all. What's that?
That's string beans, snap beans, pole beans.
Okay. You take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of what?
Turnip salad.
What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Collard greens.
Green stuff that you put in salad. If you had two bunches, what is this?
You mean
comes in head.
Head of lettuce.
All right. If you had two bunches of lettuce, you say you got two what?
Two head of lettuce.
You have two boys and three girls.